You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am joined in person with Sarah from the Headstrong team. How are you going, Sarah?
Hi, I'm going good.
Yep.
Thanks for having us.
All good. Your flight here wasn't too bumpy. It was plain
No,
sailing.
It was all good. Yep.
That's what we like to hear. We don't like to hear that people, you know, my first flight I ever took to Dunedin didn't land. It just went around in circles for like another 45 minutes and I was going, oh, this is the end.
Oh no, that is so stressful.
It is very stressful. So you are here to talk a little bit about Headstrong, which is a free app that helps you navigate life's everyday challenges and feel a bit more in control. It allows you to tackle the ups and downs with confidence. Before we jump into the app itself and how it works and the science, I just want to ask, what's your personal mission been with kind of being involved with Headstrong?
Oh, starting with a tough one. But also not tough at all, because I love Headstrong, I love working for the team, and I love how meaningful it is. It's such, you know, the mission of the app is so cool in that it's to help all young New Zealanders feel confident in everyday life and feel equipped to tackle those challenges. And it's like, how could you not want to support that?
Yeah. Pretty much, as simple as that. So it sounds like a simple question here, but how does the app work?
Sure. So it's a little bit like a chatbot, but it's also a lot more guided than a chatbot. And everything that you encounter in the app is structured in like, sort of, think of it like a micro skill, you know?
Right.
Like you're going to open the app, check in, answer some couple of questions, and then it'll suggest to you a skill based on what you've kind of indicated that you might need a bit of help with that day.
Mm.
And then it's going to guide you through in a chatbot format. Yeah, and the key kind of difference here is that unlike some other chatbots out there, ours is all evidence-based and it's actually written by real people who are experts in the field.
Yeah, so the app uses methods backed by science and clinicians, crafted by experts at the University of Auckland and co-designed with Rangatahi. What did that process look like and how much were the young people kind of involved? I imagine the group that the science had in mind was very much that high school to early uni.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll give a little bit of a backstory.
Yep.
Going back like 6, 7, 8 years ago now, there's a team of researchers based at the University of Auckland who work in psychological medicine. And their research continues to focus on what do young people need and how can digital tools support them. So they had some focus groups and some interviews and they went out to young people and said, like, what are you looking for?
Mm.
And back in the day, Facebook Messenger was the thing. And so they created a bot in Facebook Messenger
that
delivered these skills.
Wow.
And then as time progressed and Facebook became a lot less cool, it evolved and became the app that it is today.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I get a lot of people who are younger than me who come through the station and I'll be like, oh, how would you like me to contact you? Facebook? And they're like, Facebook? Why would I have Facebook? What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
So what were the kind of main pressures that these young people identified?
Oh, I mean, even back then, which is like, you know, quite a while ago, and the world was pretty different then, there was a lot of that everyday kind of just figuring things out. And it's the questions that you have that it's like, you don't want to bother someone.
Mm.
You don't want to ask. You don't feel like you should be making a counselling appointment because it doesn't feel that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they were like, who can I chat to about this? And where can I go to get, you know, genuine advice on these things?
Yeah.
So we kind of aim to fill that gap a little bit.
Because they pile up, don't they? You know, it can be like I'm kind of struggling with this thing. It's not a big deal. But suddenly when you're dealing with 5 things that aren't a big deal altogether, they do create a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, and being a young person today is so stressful. There's
yeah.
so many things and there's so much information constantly being thrown at you guys.
Yeah. So Headstrong has jumped on supporting OUSA's Winter Wellbeing Week. Why is it important to Headstrong to support something like this?
We think that the Winter Wellbeing Week here at Otago Uni is really cool. It's such a, you know, nice event to really encourage and raise awareness for this time of year where it is really tough. Like, it's winter, it's cold, it's dreary.
Mm.
And, you know, there's a lot of pressure, particularly when you're studying, to just, like, put on a brave face, push through, keep going. But also, you know, there's a lot of little things that you can do to really look after your well-being.
Yeah.
And that's what we're all about.
Yeah, beautiful. And going back to the app again, what are the main kind of, I guess, features of the app that can help with, or the main areas that the app can help rangatahi with?
It's got quite a lot of different areas. We lean on a few different specialists to kind of guide us in different areas on what the content is. But definitely, if you're interested in kind of tackling, like, maybe an addiction or some harm minimization, we've got lots of content on that.
Yeah.
If you want to learn a bit about mindfulness and how to, like, get started with your mindfulness journey, Headstrong would be a great place to start. And there's also quite a lot of kind of interpersonal relationships topics, where it's, how do I, you know, talk to someone about this, or how do I navigate these types of, you know, worries and concerns.
Yeah. Do you think with the rise of, I guess, I say the rise of social media rose a long time ago, I'm just still dealing with it. With that kind of rise and it being so much more prevalent in young people's lives every day, and they've had it for a lot younger as well, you know, these kids are in high school, they've had it their entire life. Do you see any kind of specific, especially around communication, things that they deal with that might be because of that rise?
Well, I'll actually turn to some evidence here. We don't know for sure. You know, there isn't concrete evidence to say, oh, social media has caused all of these issues.
Yeah.
But we do know that young people are dealing with a lot more. You know, they have a lot more awareness of global issues.
Mm.
They are presented on their phones on a daily basis a lot more confronting issues. And dealing with that, you know, adds a layer of stress and anxiety that is totally understandable and
yeah.
Would be pretty difficult to navigate.
Yeah. And so the group that is kind of the focus of the app, who it's still in high school during that transitionatory phase. There we go. And then people kind of at the start of uni. Because we're on campus, let's talk about uni specifically. What do you think? So why should they download this app, I guess? What's the little sell? Obviously, you know, we've gone through the support that it gives and everything. But do you think that, you know, how do they navigate that sort of cynicism that a young person might have towards this?
Sure. I mean, Headstrong is an app. What it does is it's going to teach you skills in a really straightforward conversational format.
Yeah.
And we know, particularly for young, like, uni students, when you're in that phase between being a young person and a child with no responsibilities and being an adult with all these responsibilities, you might have a lot on your plate. And if you think of it like going to the gym, you go to the gym every day to improve your physical health over time.
Yeah.
It's like that, but for your mind, you know, checking in every day, you're going to improve your well-being and improve your capacity to cope and your ability to handle all these things that life throws at you every day.
Oh, such a beautiful way to put it, Sarah. Thank you for joining me on the program. We'll be giving away flat goodie bags filled with all sorts of items to help you from Headstrong to keep up with your well-being this winter. It's got tea bags, vitamin C tablets, Hazur kebab vouchers, which is amazing, coffee, chicken noodle soup, and more. You can find out even more than that by keeping an eye on our social media, and you can check out the Headstrong app today. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
Ka kite. That was Sarah from Headstrong here on the program, chatting about the app and also OUSA's Winter Wellbeing Week. If you're at all interested in any of the events that OUSA are running this week, you can check out the OUSA website or the Student Support Instagram page there. The time is.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.